Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Yud Beis, Sota 12a, pagination is 23. We'll start from the last of the small lines, two lines up from the wide. When the Jews were in Mitzrayim, there were specific legislations made against them by Paro, specifically the legislation regarding the baby boys. According to the astrologers in Egypt, a child would be born that would redeem the Jews, and Paro wanted to do what he could to stop such an astrological prediction from taking place. So we're told, Shlosha Gezeros Gozar, he made three legislations. B'techila, originally, as we see in the beginning of Parsha Shemos, in Ben Hu Vahamiten Oso, he made a rule that if the child that's born is a boy, he instructed the Jewish midwives to kill the child. Shifra and Pua, the midwives, did not cooperate. Ulubisov kol habena yiloda ya'oro tashlichuhu. He created Egyptian search parties that would take the baby boys, the Jewish baby boys, and throw them into the river. Ulubisov af al amo gozar. And later on, he actually made this gezerah, this decree, even on his own people. The Mefarshim say that the astrologers were not able to tell clearly whether the savior of the Jews would be a Jew or not. They had like a hazed reading, cloudy reading. They couldn't tell. And the Mefarshim say that that's presumably because Moshe ends up born Jewish, certainly, but raised in the Egyptian palace as the adoptive grandson of Paro. And therefore, on some level, he was showing up as an Egyptian. So he made the legislation even on the Egyptian baby boys at the time that they actually expected this savior of the Jews to be born. Vayelech ish mi beis Levi. A man from the house of Levi went. Leheichan holach. What is this going all about? So the Gemara explains, Shaholach ba'atzas bito. He went with the counsel, with the advice of his daughter. Tana, because we learned, Amram gadol hador haya. Amram, the father of Moshe, was the Gadol Hador, the leader of the generation. And when Paro made this legislation against the baby boys, he said, Lashavanu Amelin, we're going to have children so that they should be killed. Amar Vigirish Esishto, so he divorced his wife and they separated. His daughter approached him and said, Abba, Kosha Gezeira Seich Yosa Mishal Paro, your rule is worse than Paro's, because Paro is only on the boys. And if you separate as husband and wife, then it's a gezeira even on the girls. Paro harosha sofek miskayemes gezeiraso sofek eno miskayemes. Also, Paro's, maybe it'll be fulfilled, maybe it won't. It looks bleak, but if you have children, who knows, in 9 months, what will be? Ata tzadik, but you're a righteous person. Bevada shegezerosech miskayemes. If you make this decision, it's going to be binding and children will not be born, chas v'shalom. And therefore, Amar v'hichzer es ishto, Amram took his wife back, and amdu kulam v'hichzer es nishoseyim, and likewise, the people of his generation also, They had divorced their wives to emulate Amram in his leadership, and now they took their wives back. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Zevina sha'asa lo ma'asa l'kuchin. When Amram took his wife back, he did it publicly. He let everybody know so that they should in turn do the same, because he had a change of mind once Miriam made this argument. And he did another chasna. Hoshiva be'apiryon v'aron u'miryam eraktim lefaneha. Aaron and Miriam were dancing in front. And that's the pasuk, Eim habanim semecha. A family rejoicing because Miriam and Aaron were rejoicing that Amram was taking back his wife, Yocheved. The result, as the pasuk describes it, is Vatar ha'isha vateled bein. The woman conceived, and she gave birth to a child. Indeed, Rashi, in Parsha Shemos, learns that Yocheved conceived after this new chasna. Our Gemara, however, learns V'ahavas mi'avra be'telosa yarche me'ikara. He was already, had fathered this child. She was already pregnant for 3 months before this. What's going on over here? So what happened was that 6 months after he took her back, she gave birth. She therefore had a short period of time where the Egyptian search parties would not yet expect the possibility of a child in her house. Didn't have 9 months that elapsed yet. And therefore, they were able to hide the child in the home before the Egyptian search parties would come for a period of time. And then the pasuk says, "V'lo yachla od hatzpino," they weren't able to hide the child anymore. According to Rashi, that she got pregnant now, which is pshuta shel mikra, the simple reading of the psukim. So Rashi learns that it was a short pregnancy, a 7-month type pregnancy, and then there was a window of time before the Egyptian search parties would come to check if there's a child. According to our Gemara, though, the Gemara says she was already pregnant. So there are two things that we would like to ask. One is in the Gemara. The Gemara needs to explain. So why are we being told now, Vatar Ra'isha Vateled, if this Herayon, this conception, happened earlier? Why are we being told about it now, after Amram takes Yocheved back? Now, certainly, they first knew that she had conceived now. So it's being related now, which is when they found out. But the Gemara gives an additional insight that it means to compare and teach you Mahorasa Shalobitzar, Afleidosa Shalobitzar. Just like the conception was without pain, husband and wife together is not painful, it's enjoyable, on the contrary. So therefore, we learn that there's a comparison between Heirayon, the conception, to the Leida, the birth, that this particular birth was Leidosa Shalobitzar, it was without pain, that somehow it transcended the curse that was given to Chava after Eitz Hadas, that there would be pain in childbirth, and this childbirth was not painful. Also, we'd like to know, so then what exactly was the significance of that chasna? Certainly it happened, they were joyous, etc., but does it really have major impact if she had already been pregnant before that second chasna? And I think it gives us pause that the significance of that second chasna was that the home in which Aaron, Miriam, and to a certain extent Moshe would grow up in, and Moshe, certainly the influence of that home, would be the influence of a home that has a husband and a wife. There's a father and a mother. And the significance of this regrouping is that the family unit should be together, not just physically so that someone can become pregnant, but all of the other things that go into parenting and shalom bayis should be present in this home. We'll stop there. Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick it up shortly. Have a wonderful day.